This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
There was a story that I told 2 or 3 years ago that produced probably more response as a story than any other story I've told here at Crossview. I really mean that. Some of you will remember it immediately because it spoke to you. It had a local connection in terms of Southern Ohio. Bruce is from Peebles, Ohio. That's in Adams County, Ohio. Here's the thumbnail sketch of his life. He was raised by an abusive mother for 15 years. She abused him so much physically and emotionally. I've never heard of any child ever doing what Bruce did. He wasn't turned into the authorities by a school teacher or by a neighbor or by a relative. He turned himself in. 15 years old, walks into the authorities in Adams County, Ohio, and said, I'm an abused child. Can somebody help me? And he was taken out of that home. He was put in the home with a foster mom that I think, if my memory's right, would adopt him, legally adopt him later on. I want you to listen to him as he contrasts his two moms. As a child, I did not have the love of my biological mother. Everything in life seemed dark and indifferent to me. I allowed hatred and bitterness to dictate my actions. For the first 15 years of my life, I fought to survive, and I was a product of these dark emotions that tormented me daily. My life was in chaos, and I was a player in what seemed to be a demented dream that would never end. Can you imagine describing your childhood that way? That you were living in a demented dream that would never end? So after 15 years of violence, abuse, and poor decisions, I surrendered my independence to the civil authorities in Adams County who were in charge. My hopes were that they could help me make my life better. But I was not placing my hopes in the right source because it would take more than regulations and discipline to save my life. It would take the kind of love that only a real mother could give a child. He talks about being given to a foster mother and how she changed his life. This woman called it her spiritual duty to help him to come out of his depression of the past. And here's what he says. I'm jumping to the conclusion of this story. I believe a mother's love has no boundaries. I know firsthand that it has the power to change lives. It changed me. A mother's love can overcome hatred, animosity, and selfishness. It has the power to heal an abused heart and body. I believe that it takes a mother's love to heal the wounds encountered at the expense of living life. I can attest this to be true. And listen to this. I read all of that just for you to hear the last sentence. It was a mother's hatred that made me bitter. But it was another mother's love that saved me from self-destruction and self-annihilation. Wow. Listen to that again. It was a mother's hatred that made me bitter, but another mother's love that saved me from self-destruction and self-annihilation. What did he discover? He discovered 2 Corinthians 12, 14, 15, that love spends and love is spent emotionally. And love has the power to impact future generations. Do you get that? That your love impacts a child, not just for this year and for a couple years in the future, but for a lifetime. And their love experience and lack of love or a blessing of love impacts them in the way that they relate to their children, and it becomes a generational thing. It really does. I want to talk just for a minute about Paul's comment, if I love you more, will you love me less? Well, one commentator says that's one of the most interesting statements, rhetorical questions in the New Testament. If I love you more, will you love me less? We'll talk about that idea and what Paul perhaps meant when he said it to the church at Corinth. Listen tomorrow to Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word for crosshope.org. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.